Comprensión oral. Esta proba consta de tres tarefas. En cada tarefa escoitarase a mesma grabación dúas veces. Hai un silencio inicial para que a persoa candidata lea o exercicio e outro final para comprobar as respostas.
Task 1. You're going to hear some people talking about different topics. What are these topics? Read headings B to K carefully and match them to recordings 1 to 8. In block capitals, write the letter of the heading which goes with each recording. Recording 0 is an example. There are two extra headings which do not go with any of the recordings. Now you have 1 minute to read the headings.
Example.
I get up at about 10 o'clock and go to the hotels at about 11. I meet the clients at 11:15 and tell them about our parties and evening events, and I sell them tickets for excursions and day trips.
1.
Nowadays, people email and they expect an instant response. On the same day, or within an hour or two, we have mobile phones and BlackBerries, iPhones, so we don't just turn off and relax.
2.
As we go through today, the temperature will slowly rise and the snow we've had for the last few days will disappear by the end of the afternoon. Tomorrow, we can expect some rain.
3.
At 9 o'clock, we'll have the first of our new programmes on sport, and today you can see live the final of the International Tennis Cup. This will be followed by today's news from around the world.
4.
On the way back to London, we have dinner and one night's bed and breakfast in the Indian capital, Delhi. There you can either go sightseeing or go shopping, whichever you prefer.
5.
I have a tram and bus ticket, but in fact, most of the time, I cycle. Travel here is much cheaper than in other countries I know. Perhaps that's why people don't walk very much.
6.
So, Saturday. Any ideas?
How about a film?
During the day.
I prefer watching films in the evening, really.
Why don't we go to the sports centre? We can go swimming.
There are always lots of children in the pool on Saturdays.
And I don't like swimming very much.
7.
Excuse me. Can you help me?
Yes, madam.
I bought this jacket yesterday and it doesn't fit.
Do you want to try a different size?
No, I'd like a refund.
8.
From 5 to about 16... But a lot of children in New Zealand go to preschool classes, you know, kindergartens. I went to a kindergarten when I was 4, and after a year I went to primary school.
Example.
I get up at about 10 o'clock and go to the hotels at about 11. I meet the clients at 11:15 and tell them about our parties and evening events, and I sell them tickets for excursions and day trips.
1.
Nowadays, people email and they expect an instant response. On the same day or within an hour or two, we have mobile phones and BlackBerries, iPhones, so we don't just turn off and relax.
2.
As we go through today, the temperature will slowly rise and the snow we've had for the last few days will disappear by the end of the afternoon. Tomorrow, we can expect some rain.
3.
At 9 o'clock, we'll have the first of our new programmes on sport, and today you can see live the final of the International Tennis Cup. This will be followed by today's news from around the world.
4.
On the way back to London, we have dinner and one night's bed and breakfast in the Indian capital, Delhi. There you can either go sightseeing or go shopping, whichever you prefer.
5.
I have a tram and bus ticket, but in fact, most of the time, I cycle. Travel here is much cheaper than in other countries I know. Perhaps that's why people don't walk very much.
6.
So, Saturday. Any ideas?
How about a film?
During the day.
I prefer watching films in the evening, really.
Why don't we go to the sports centre? We can go swimming.
There are always lots of children in the pool on Saturdays.
And I don't like swimming very much.
7.
Excuse me. Can you help me?
Yes, madam.
I bought this jacket yesterday and it doesn't fit.
Do you want to try a different size?
No, I'd like a refund.
8.
From 5 to about 16. But a lot of children in New Zealand go to preschool classes, you know. Kindergartens. I went to kindergarten when I was 4. And after a year, I went to primary school.
Task 2. You will hear a head teacher telling students what to do in case of a fire emergency at school. Fill in the gaps with one word or numerical expression. Number 0 is an example. Now you have 1 minute to read the statements.
I'd like you to listen very carefully
because I have some important information about the fire practice next Monday. I wasn't very pleased with the way the last fire practice went, so please make sure you know what to do this time. We're going to have the practice in the morning at 11:25. It'll take about 20 minutes, so you should be back in your classrooms by 11:45. When you hear the sound of the fire bell, close the windows and go out of the classroom quickly. Leave your bags and coats in the classroom. In a real fire, there isn't time to get these. Everyone should leave the school building by the front door. Let's hope it doesn't rain on Monday. Walk across the car park and then stand together by the library. When you're there, your teacher will check your names. You must not run or talk during the fire practice. That's very important. Thank you. I'd like you to listen very carefully because I have some important information about the fire practice next Monday. I wasn't very pleased with the way the last fire practice went, so please make sure you know what to do this time. We're going to have the practice in the morning at 11:25. It'll take about 20 minutes, so you should be back in your classrooms by 11:45. When you hear the sound of the fire bell, close the windows and go out of the classroom quickly. Leave your bags and coats in the classroom. In a real fire, there isn't time to get these. Everyone should leave the school building by the front door. Let's hope it doesn't rain on Monday. Walk across the car park and then stand together by the library. When you're there, your teacher will check your names. You must not run or talk during the fire practice. That's very important. Thank you.
Task 3. You're going to hear an interview about Frida Kahlo. Choose the correct option, A, B, or C, as in example 0. Now you have 1 minute to read the questions.
In this part, we ask people a simple question. Which famous person, dead or alive, would you like to meet? And we ask them to explain why. So let's say hello to this week's guest, Vanessa from Cambridge.
Hi, Vanessa.
Hi, Vanessa.
Hello, it's great to meet you both.
It's nice to meet you too. And what do you do, Vanessa?
I'm a student. I study law.
Law? So you're going to be a lawyer? That's a good job to have.
Well, yes, I hope so.
Were you born in Cambridge or do you study there?
Both, actually. I've lived there all my life and now I study there too.
So you live at home with your parents, right?
Oh, no. I live in university accommodation.
Oh.
I think it's better.
Well, you probably have a lot more fun.
Yes, it's good.
Now it's time to answer the question. So, Vanessa, which famous person, dead or alive, would you like to meet?
Frida Kahlo, the painter.
OK. I've heard the name. There was a film, wasn't there? But I don't know anything about her.
Yeah, it was a good film with Selma Hayek. She was Frida.
Yeah, great film. Loved it.
Frida Kahlo was Mexican. She was born at the beginning of the century and she died in the 1950s. When she was 19, she was in a horrible bus accident. She had terrible injuries. Well, I won't describe them all, but she had to have a lot of operations. And she was in bed for a long time. She liked painting, so her mother bought a mirror and put it over her bed. So she started painting pictures of herself, self-portraits. And she never stopped painting after that.
The pictures are a bit strange, though, aren't they? I'm not sure I'd like one in my living room.
Well, yes and no. Some people think that she was a surrealist, like Salvador Dali, that she painted dreams. But that isn't true. She painted her life, all the things that happened to her. And her life was a bit strange, or, let's say, unusual. So the pictures are unusual too. They're her life. Her paintings tell her story. Because of the accident, she couldn't have children. And you see that in her pictures too. Oh, I love her. Madonna collects her paintings. She once said that she couldn't be friends with anyone who doesn't like Frida Kahlo. Oh, she's incredibly famous now. One of her paintings, Roots, I think it was sold in 2006 for $5.5 million.
$5.5 million? I wouldn't mind that in my living room.
Whoa.
Well, yes, I think Frida would be very surprised too. It would be really interesting to hear what she thinks of it. And try and see the film if you get the chance. It's called Frida.
I will. Thanks a lot for that, Vanessa. And good luck with your law course.
It was a pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Yes, thanks, Vanessa. That was great. And don't forget that we'd like to hear from you. Why not write and tell us about who you'd like to meet? You can send your own, or you can look at what other people have sent in by checking out our website.
In this part, we ask people a simple question. Which famous person, dead or alive, would you like to meet? And we ask them to explain why. So let's say hello to this week's guest, Vanessa from Cambridge.
Hi, Vanessa.
Hi, Vanessa.
Hello, it's great to meet you both.
It's nice to meet you too. And what do you do, Vanessa?
I'm a student. I study law.
Law? So you're going to be a lawyer? That's a good job to have.
Well, yes, I hope so.
Were you born in Cambridge or do you study there?
Both, actually. I've lived there all my life and now I study there too.
So you live at home with your parents, right?
Oh, no. I live in university accommodation.
Oh.
I think it's better.
Well, you probably have a lot more fun.
Yes. Yes, it's good.
Now it's time to answer the question. So, Vanessa, which famous person, dead or alive, would you like to meet?
Frida Kahlo, the painter.
OK. I've heard the name. There was a film, wasn't there? But I don't know anything about her.
Yeah, it was a good film, with Selma Hayek. She was Frida.
Yeah, great film. Loved it.
Frida Kahlo was Mexican. She was born at the beginning of the century and she died in the 1950s. When she was 19, she was in a horrible bus accident. She had terrible injuries. Well, I won't describe them all, but she had to have a lot of operations. And she was in bed for a long time. She liked painting, so her mother bought a mirror and put it over her bed. So she started painting pictures of herself, self-portraits. And she never stopped painting after that.
The pictures are a bit strange, though, aren't they? I'm not sure I'd like one in my living room.
Well, yes and no. Some people think that she was a surrealist, like Salvador Dali, that she painted dreams. But that isn't true. She painted her life, all the things that happened to her. And her life was a bit strange, or, let's say, unusual. So the pictures are unusual too.
Mm.
They're her life. Her paintings tell her story. Because of the accident, she couldn't have children. And you see that in her pictures too.
Mm.
Oh, I love her. Madonna collects her paintings. She once said that she couldn't be friends with anyone who doesn't like Frida Kahlo. Oh, she's incredibly famous now. One of her paintings, Roots, I think it was sold in 2006 for $5.5 million.
$5.5 million? I wouldn't mind that in my living room.
Whoa.
Well, yes, I think Frida would be very surprised too. It would be really interesting to hear what she thinks of it.
Mm.
And try and see the film if you get the chance. It's called Frida.
I will. Thanks a lot for that, Vanessa. And good luck with your law course. Oh,
it was a pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Yes, thanks, Vanessa. That was great. And don't forget that we'd like to hear from you. Why not write and tell us about who you'd like to meet? You can send your own, or you can look at what other people have sent in by checking out our website.